This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Earlier this month, the United States Supreme Court blocked President Obama's climate change rules. The EPA rule would have required states to reduce carbon emissions from power plants and other sources. It was based on the output of each state's power usage. It was a surprise move because lower courts had not yet come to a judgment on the rules. So the question is, what does this all mean for Michigan? Joining us is James Clift. He's the policy director for the Michigan Environmental Council. So, James, Michigan utilities have been working to adhere to new state renewable standards, shutting down older, more polluting coal-burning power plants, and investing modestly in solar power and shifting to more natural gas, which emits about half the carbon emissions of coal. So what happens now?
You know, I think everyone has decided, hey, we need to keep moving forward. You know, we have more older coal plants that are going to need to be shut down, so we have to start planning for our future. You look at the Supreme Court, it's told the EPA it can regulate carbon. They're just not sure about the way they went about it this time. So I don't think anybody thinks that we're not eventually going to get around to regulating carbon. We look at this and say, hey, Michigan's been doing a pretty good job. We've been doing this steady transition over to clean energy. If we just keep it up, the federal rule should not be a problem for us at all. I think our biggest fear is that we stall, we don't continue the transition, we wait a couple of years, and then we're behind the eight ball.
I want to talk about this stay by the Supreme Court because, as you mentioned, it had already ruled the EPA could regulate carbon emissions. What is the issue with the rule as it's written that the Supreme Court jumped in like this?
Yeah, again, this is an interesting pollutant because, of course, carbon is not something that you can just put a piece of pollution control equipment on a plant and capture. I mean, there is carbon sequestration, but I think this one, most people see that the most viable alternatives is actually switching to other fuels or doing more energy efficiency. It's a little different in that regard, so I think that's why they're coming under a little more scrutiny.
The Michigan legislature has been working on energy legislation this year. I understand renewable energy advances would be limited to things such as allowing burning used tires to be considered a renewable energy. Will this move by the U.S. Supreme Court affect Michigan's energy future as far as legislation is concerned this year?
I think it could. I think it puts a little bit more emphasis on the legislature to write the rules of what's going to come next for Michigan. You know, as I said, our biggest fear is that we stall and we don't do anything. There's actually been some fairly productive conversations about continuing our transition on renewable energy. There's been talk of actually cleaning up that definition you mentioned. But a lot of people, a lot of economic development has occurred in the state since 2008 when we passed our original energy law. And what we'd hate to see is those companies that have joined in those efforts to see them have to lay off workers because we're not doing anything.
Right. I read that renewable energy has created a lot of jobs, particularly in wind and solar energy. First, are those jobs dependent on government subsidies? And second, how will this decision by the Supreme Court affect growth in that job market?
Yeah, again, I think everyone saw that renewables and energy efficiency were going to be key to complying with any carbon rule moving forward. So I think that's going to be important to kind of keep those sectors engaged. You know, the bottom line on subsidies is that every form of energy is subsidized.
Right.
You know, coal, natural gas, renewables, they all collect subsidies of some sort. Congress did just extend some of the subsidies in the renewable area, so it really is a buyer's market for renewable energy right now. And that's the other problem with waiting, is those subsidies will slowly phase out over time under the new plan. So if you're going to build renewables, now's the time to do it. That's why we're a little more concerned about the stalling at this point.
Well, some politicians are still skeptical about climate change in general. The scientific community, of course, is nearly unanimous in thinking that it's man-made, action is needed. How will this affect the energy industries? You know, politicians and politics and court rulings aside, if we're actually seeing change, I've seen, you know, Lloyd's of London decide that they're going to start reinsuring companies and places because of climate change. Much of the industry, much of corporate America and the world is taking this seriously at this point. The politicians are kind of lagging behind.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think more and more people are realizing this is real. The more we can do to mitigate it is going to reduce our potential future cost. So let's get serious about this. You look at polls these days, and voters are saying, hey, they want to elect people who want to deal with this issue, who want to tackle this one and start addressing it. I think those are good news, you know, for politicians in a way, give them a little bit more cover to move forward. I mean, the good news for Michigan is that, hey, the price of renewables is cheap. Energy efficiency is the most cost-effective way to meet future demand. So by moving in these directions, it's really a no-regret policy. We're getting cheaper, stable rates. We're getting reduced health impacts from those dirtier old coal plants, and we're creating jobs in Michigan. So it really is kind of a smooth path forward and not something that people should fear.
James Clift is the policy director for the Michigan Environmental Council. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you, Lester.